So when we when one gets ordained, there's a practice that is given, which is could be a visualization of a Buddha or Bodhisattva, and often those of you who've done the prostration practice will know this. It begins with visualizing the bright blue sky. So that's sort of the metaphor for our minds, yeah? The spaciousness, the boundarylessness, the openness, the luminosity, the clarity, the sensitivity of the mind. But we don't have to imagine it because we can go out there and actually experience it today. So, yeah, so that's what we're going to do. So we're going to go outside. There's mats you can lay on in the lobby of the retreat center. And I'm just going to give you a little bit of input on how to do this, because it's there's a way to practice sky gazing that actually has a bit of a form to it, even though it's quite a formless practice. So, and Helen, just to say, it's called sky gazing, but actually my experience of the practice is that it's much more about opening the heart to the sky. So you could just lay there and imagine your heart opening to this vast, expansive space and just feel into that space. In fact, sometimes the gazing part of it gets in the way of doing that. So what we're doing is we're laying in the grass or wherever you find a comfortable place to lay, if that's okay for your body to lay down, and just opening everything up, so opening the palms face up and just having this posture of total and complete surrender to the sky. And then we're gazing up into the expanse, but not with any kind of a focused gaze. So similar to how we were doing looking out the other day during that sensing practice. So just a completely open, soft focus, so that you're just taking in the fullness of that view. And then just feeling into the effect that's having, particularly in the heart center, actually. So feeling into how that is, to let the gaze just go out into complete and open infinite space. And things will come and go in that space. So birds, clouds, planes, little bits of pollen, dust. So just banana skins. Yeah, exactly. In fact, I might go around throwing them. So the instruction is to just, like, the eye will probably want to follow things, so it'll just get sort of, without you even realizing it, you know, you'll just get distracted. So you could sort of practice with just trying to let things come and go without losing that soft, open focus. So we'll just do that for about 20 minutes or so, and I'll ring a bell to call you back. So don't go out into a really far off field. Just sort of stay kind of around the retreat center. And then we'll come back and we'll come right into a sit. So just come back in, establish your posture. You could sit with the eyes open or closed, however you want. You could lay down if you want to. And I'll just do a little bit of guiding around how to kind of use that open space that you've opened into to start to sense into the nature of awareness itself. Yeah. And I'll read a few things to get us set up with that. So we'll just sit for a minute, and I've got just a very small poem from Li Po, and then I'll ring a bell, and that will be the invitation to go out.